Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pat Crawford. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Andy Reese. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The left fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lindstrom moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lindstrom scores. Terry moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a line drive towards right. Heathcote chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Heathcote. O'Farrell moves to second. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Farrell scores. Hubbell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Giants. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm strikes out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry moves to third. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crawford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry scores. Ott moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reese. Root reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote strikes out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Root moves to third. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubbell moves to second. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Hubbell moves to third. Leach moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. Hubbell scores. Leach moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crawford hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm is hit by the pitch. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rees hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kyler. O'Farrell reaches second base with a double. Rees goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Giants. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hubbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck misplays the ball. That's an error on Beck. O'Farrell moves to third. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Farrell scores. Leach moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Giants. Mal Moss now pitching. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Terry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mal Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ott is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crawford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crawford moves to second. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. Heathcote hits a fly ball into center field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kyler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crawford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hubbell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for Clyde Beck. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Hartnett moves to second. It's 6-2, Giants. Rogers Hornsby pinch hits for Mal Moss. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby now playing second base. Al Sheely now pitching. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lindstrom takes first base on ball 4. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Terry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lindstrom moves to third. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lindstrom scores. Terry moves to second. It's 7-2, Giants. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Terry moves to third. Ott moves to second. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry scores. Ott scores. It's 9-2, Giants. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. 2 outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. O'Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-3 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. English moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. English tags and moves to third. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Heathcote moves to second. Chick Tolson pinch hits for Charlie Grimm. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson strikes out. 2 outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reese. Bell reaches second base with a double. English scores. Heathcote scores. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Giants. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 9-6, Giants. Freddie Fitzsimmons now pitching. Footsie Blair pinch hits for Al Sheely. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Fitzsimmons's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Crawford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Osborne now pitching. Chick Tolson now playing first base. Freddie Fitzsimmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzsimmons strikes out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. English takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reese. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. English goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7 Giants. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Kyler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolson hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.